Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
We are just beginning to see the extent of the devastation of Hurricane Milton this morning. Our next guest has seen the power of these storms from a unique perspective. Dr. Bob Paskin is an associate professor of meteorology at St. Louis University. He's been flying into hurricanes since 2006. Dr. Paskin, thank you for joining us. Before we get into your experiences flying, first, was Milton what you expected?
Yeah, the answer is it was not what we were expecting. We had been watching the Gulf of Mexico and the South Atlantic for the development of hurricanes since early August, and we have not seen anything develop. Matter of fact, the storm that is now Milton, we watched develop. The forecast model showed it developing and then dying off. And all of a sudden, it got access to some very warm water in the Gulf of Mexico, and it exploded. It rapidly developed. There are a lot of questions that are left open about why it grew as rapidly, but certainly the water temperature in the Gulf of Mexico is one of the driving factors.
As we mentioned, your research has taken you right into hurricanes. Talk to us just technically about the kind of plane you would fly in to get into a hurricane, and you know how that happens and what it's like.
Yeah, there's three planes, three planes. There's the NASA DC-8, which I fly on. There are several research projects that I flew into hurricanes. There's been about 20 hurricanes that I've flown into, and the other plane is the NOAA P3. There's two of them. One is called Miss Piggy, and the other one is called Kermit. And when you fly into a hurricane, you don't fly directly into the eye of the hurricane. What you do is you start down low, somewhere down around 400 to 500 feet off the ocean surface, and you start into one of the spiral bands that are in the hurricane, and then you spiral in all the way up to the top and across the eye of the hurricane. And then you get back in the spiral bands and go back down again. The other thing that we do is we measure the environment, and we fly things called a figure eight or a racetrack, where we go around the storm in either kind of a circular pattern or a figure eight across the region. So we get something in the form of a environment and what's going on actually inside the storm. Now, when we fly, I put out of the airplane what are called drop zones, and they measure the temperature, the relative humidity, and the pressure, and then they use GPS to give the wind speed and wind direction. And yes, we have a lot of other tools. We have satellites and we have radars that make measurements of the storm, but they are indirect measurements. They don't actually measure the temperature or humidity or pressure or wind speed. What they do is they measure something else and then infer from that what the pressure, temperature, wind speed, and relative humidity are like. The DC-8 and P-3s actually make direct measurements. I have a sensor directly inside the hurricane itself. Yes, I drop zones out, but there's other people on the airplane that are making other measurements about how much water is in the form of cloud droplets and how much is in the form of rain droplets. There's a lot of measurements that you can't make with these other tools that we have available. And so that's what makes the DC-8 and the Orion P-3s as valuable as they are. Is it a rough ride? Yes. Is it one of the most fun things I've ever done in my life? Yes, it is. When you fly into a hurricane, it's a rough ride. You probably saw the videos. People have probably seen the videos of the NOAA P-3 flying into Hurricane Milton where people are bouncing around. Yes, you're harnessed into the airplane, and I've come out of some of these flights, even though I have a 5-point harness on, I come out bruised simply because the bounce is as bad as it is. But I still would, given the opportunity, I'd go back and do it again in a heartbeat.
Do you ever stop to think about what would happen if something went wrong?
Yeah. But we try and plan for that as much as possible. There's all sorts of contingency plans. There's one occurrence when we were off the coast of Africa where we got struck by lightning. And you could watch the lightning strike hit the nose of the plane, and then all the instruments kind of stuttered as the lightning bolt went through. And yes, it caused problems, and yes, we had to make a bunch of changes. But pilots are aware of these sorts of things. That's what, matter of fact, I'm teaching aviation weather this morning to pilots to try and give them some sort of idea of what's happening when they fly into storms like this. But yes, you know, there's all kinds of silly things. We were taking off from St. Thomas on an occasion when we had a bird strike. The bird got sucked into the engine, and we ended up having to turn around and come back simply because we only had one engine rather than two. So yeah, there's a lot of things that can go wrong. Yes, we train for it. Yes, we worry about it. Is it dangerous? Sure it is. Is it as dangerous as some other things? Is it as dangerous as crossing Grand Boulevard? Well, crossing Grand Boulevard is dangerous, but flying in the airplane is much worse.
Are you able to see what that storm looks like from the plane?
Unfortunately, I sit in the very back end of the airplane, and there are no windows for me to see. I have what's called the launch tube that sits in the rear end of the airplane. And that's where I launched my drop zones from. But I did have a couple of occasions where the pilots graced me with the ability to go sit in the jump seat inside the cockpit alongside the pilot, co-pilot, and navigator. And if you came up this morning early, like I did, to get into to work, you notice there's a heavy fog. You can barely see the world out in front of you. Flying into a hurricane is actually much worse than that. You typically can't see much beyond the end of the wing, or maybe not even the end of the wing. And it's raining cats and dogs. It's just, there's a lot of rain and you really can't see very much. If you watch the videos on YouTube of the NOAA people flying into Hurricane Milton, you can barely see the second engine on the outboard engine on the P3 in as they flew into the hurricane. So what's it like? It's like driving in a fog in a very heavy rain.
What would you expect that researchers are going to learn about hurricanes from this storm that might be different maybe from past hurricanes?
So today, water temperatures off the coast of Virginia are in the 70s, but in the Gulf of Mexico, water temperatures are 87 to 88 degrees. So they're very, very warm water in the Gulf of Mexico. At the same time, you probably noticed we've had some really nice weather up here. It's been cool, although last day or so it's warmed up, but it's been cool and sunshiny. And so there's a really drastic difference between the temperature, pressure, and humidity over central U.S. and what's going on in the Gulf of Mexico and the South Atlantic. So is it the development of the storm simply because, or the strengthening of the storm, is it simply just due to the hot water in the Gulf of Mexico? Or is it a combination of the cold, dry air or cool, dry air coming out of the Midwest and interacting with the warm air, warm, moist air in the Gulf of Mexico that drove it? It certainly did cause the hurricane to go across Florida as opposed to up into Louisiana and Mississippi, Alabama, and up through Georgia. So yes, there is some steering of the storm by this, but exactly what are all the interactions that thing? And there's going to be a lot of questions that need to be answered about this storm.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm wondering, too, if you and your students are seeing anything else that could potentially develop in coming days similar to Helene or Milton.
I know mentioned earlier that the forecast models showed Milton kind of developing and dying off and developing and dying off, and then all of a sudden getting access to the Gulf. We as meteorologists use a series of what are called global models. There's the Canadian Meteorological Center, the CMC model. There's the NOAA's Global Forecast System, the GFS model. GFS has been showing the development at roughly 200 hours out of something off the coast of Belize. The Canadian model doesn't show it developing as strongly, but there's a lot of similarity between what happened in the Gulf of Mexico with Milton and with what's going on with this possible storm that's currently being forecasted off the coast of Belize. So there's a lot of questions that, yes, the forecast model's at 200 hours out, and it's probably not terribly accurate, but it is giving a signal that there's a possibility of the development of another storm off in the Yucatan Peninsula and in the Gulf of Mexico. Do I trust that forecast this far out? Not really. But it what it amounts to is my students and I are going to start watching for this on a regular basis to see if we're going to get another one of these storms that get access to the Gulf of Mexico and then rapidly develop, rapidly intensify.
Dr. Paskin, thank you so much for your time today and for your insight on this.
Hey, thank you very much, Megan. Have a good day.
You as well. That is Dr. Bob Paskin, Associate Professor of Meteorology at St. Louis University, joining us this morning on KMOX.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.